Igniting Souls audio blog, episode 8.
Episode 8. I am
here with my crazy friend, Chet Scott, builder, truth teller, and I am just going to hand him the microphone because we just walked away from a crazy tough session. Chet, tell us what you did and tell us what you do in general.
Well, PJ is my friend Kerry. You know him as Kerry. I know him as PJ. He asked me to have lunch with him because he's got a new gig. And he was just a little bit apprehensive about how to run the gig. So I said, sure, I'll have lunch with you. He wanted to know, what do you do and when you've only got him for a short window of time? I said, fine, let's meet. So we had lunch. We just finished lunch. It was a good lunch. And he wanted me to come out and tell you what I told him. I'd like to kind of turn the tables. I would like him to tell you what he heard first, and then I'll tell you, his audience, what I wanted him to hear. We'll see how close we are. This is fun.
Oh, crap. Chet, you never give him a microphone because he always changes the rules. So
yes.
What Chet told me was that it's impossible to work with a organization and come in and be the entertainer if you're not going to work with the leader of the organization and call him out. Is that pretty close, Chet?
Not really. What I wanted him to hear was that Jesus set us free by telling us the truth. And Jesus wasn't paying attention to how many people were paying attention to him. Jesus just knew his heart. And that in his heart, he had life. And so he simply spoke truth and love because it's who he is. And now none of us are him. So we can't possibly hit the mark. But that if we're going to do good work in any system, we have to first get clean in our heart and say to ourselves, God help me. When I walk into this gig, it is not about pleasing this man or this woman or this company. It is about pleasing you. And that what will please you is for me to walk in here totally engaged in whomever I'm in front of, and to hit them with what you put on my heart. Because whatever that is, it will be good. And that I will give this entire engagement to you. And if it is meant to be, it will become an engagement worthy of my time and honoring you. And so, God, take my fear and put it in the rear. Remind me of who I am. I am your child. I'm the child of the King. Those were Kerry's words. I'm just reminding him of them. And what's in my heart is life. And so he went out and told them the truth. And so whatever work you're in, I have no idea who's listening to this, but if whatever work you're in, remember that I really wanted Kerry to hear was the truth will set you free. And Jesus also said, real simple, let your yes be yes and your no be no. So don't hold back. Fear will tell you to not let your yes be yes and your no be no. Fear will tell you to sort of placate the leader because, after all, this is the president. Don't blow it. You know, this could lead to a really big gig if I get him to like me. And that's the fear side of you speaking. That's not freedom. And so what you need to say when you face the leader of a system is, this is another human being that needs what I have. And it's not really what I have, because I only have what God has given me. So it's not mine. It's simply that I know who is in me, and I'm going to bring that all out. And if it comes off harsh or invokes tension or makes another uncomfortable, that agitation must be what they need to get better. And so I just bring that, and I let the likability and the number of likes and my acceptance rate be what it is. And I simply focus on the human being across from me and knowing that I'm here to help them. And that if I'm going to help them, I have to be lost in them. If I'm going to be lost in them, I cannot be thinking about anything but them and what the Lord puts in my heart, and then I give it to them. And when I release that kind of fear, I can bring serious wisdom that just might sear them, because that is what truth does. And so I wanted Carrie to hear that, man, he's got what it takes. And he has the keys to the kingdom in him. He's just got to believe. And he's got to trust and fear God, not the president.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, Chet, we have a hard stop in 3 minutes. For those that don't know you yet, I know you've come and spoken at a few of our events, and I just sit back and watch and smile because I learn and grow, and you shake up the whole place. But tell us about Built to Lead in just a couple minutes, and why your nickname is Angry Bird.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Built to Lead in a nutshell is our purpose, our reason for being, as I just reminded Carrie, is to awaken, challenge, and together, meaning Built to Lead in our family, friends, and clients, together we transform a few individuals like Carrie, teams like this tribe, and leaders like hopefully all of us into one. One distinct, deeply connected, and built to lead. That's why I'm here with Carrie, to build unity within him. Because the Bible teaches us that high performance is rooted in unity. And that it also teaches us that we're going to be, while on this earth, divided. And if we accept what is being offered to us, that we will be eternally whole. What a beautiful thing.
That is awesome.
It's freaking awesome, isn't it?
That is. And why are you called Angry Bird?
I'm called Angry Bird because I simply know that if we're going to become one, the only way that's going to happen is if we have a truth teller helping us, because none of us can see what is in our blind spot. None of us, as humans, is perfect. So we need other imperfect builders to build us as best we can into a sense of one. Same with our team. And so I'm called the Angry Bird because for me to help someone become one, I have to cause them some pain to look at their brokenness. And most of us would rather medicate or kind of believe that we aren't really that bad. In fact, we get it. I'm a quick learner. I've got this. And you know what? This isn't that bad. I'm making progress. We tend to want to believe the lie that we do not need deep change. And so people call me Angry Bird because I understand I've got to piss off a lot of people to get them to absorb the medicine that I'm going to try to make them swallow.
Awesome. Guys and gals, you heard it here at the Igniting Souls audio blog. If you liked this episode, you can look up Chet at builttolead.com and feel free to subscribe to this podcast. Thanks for joining me, Chet.
Thank you, PJ.
See ya.
That's funny.